Listening, a lecture. A. Listening for main ideas, page 167.
Before we get started, just a reminder that there's a holiday on Monday, so no class that day. Okay. Today we're continuing with our topic, the Celtic people of Western Europe. Last time, we talked a lot about the foreign invaders and the rebellious response of the Celtic people in every case. Today, we're going to focus on what endures: Celtic languages, archaeological sites, music, and a belief system based on the seasons of the year and the natural world. Let's start with some of the archaeological sites. Many of them are the ruins of structures that were built for defense, a sad reminder that times of peace were repeatedly interrupted by invasions and battles. I'd like to show you an example of the type of defense that the Celtic people of Ireland needed. In this slide, you see Dun Angus in the Aran Islands, where this thick, high stone wall surrounds enough land for a pretty large village to inhabit, at least for a while. And on this side, well, let's say the people inside the wall didn't have to watch their backs. Nobody was going to climb up there from the sea, so the people inside were safe as long as the invaders didn't get past that wall and they themselves didn't leave. Let's turn to language. Another part of the legacy of the ancient Celtic people, okay, by now you know what I mean when I talk about language extinction, and unfortunately, two of the six modern Celtic languages are nearly extinct. Both Cornish, once spoken in Cornwall, and Manx, the language from the Isle of Man, today are spoken by only a few hundred native speakers. It's quite a different case with Welsh and Irish Gaelic, which between them have over a million speakers. What's really unusual here is that when most languages become extinct, that's it. They're gone for good. They don't come back. But thanks to language revival efforts and a new interest in this area's ancient roots, many people now read newspapers or listen to radio programs in a Celtic language, and the number of speakers has actually grown. Now, let's talk a little about other aspects of Celtic culture and why, in the 21st century, people seem to find it so appealing. First off, I don't need to tell you about the music and the dancing. They're probably loved by more people in the world now than they ever were in ancient times. And although the very early Celtic people never wrote a book, storytelling was, and still is, an essential part of Celtic life. Some of the most respected modern writers have come from Ireland and Scotland. James Joyce, Robert Louis Stevenson, the list goes on. What might be the biggest surprise about this cultural comeback is that some people have adopted Celtic religious traditions. The Celtic calendar was lunar, based on the cycle of the moon, and many of the important Celtic celebrations had to do with the time of year. You may have heard of some of these celebrations before.